Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Over the past several months, the Trump administration has decided to end the temporary protected status program for almost all of its recipients. TPS allows immigrants from places like El Salvador, Honduras, and Haiti to work and live in America after extreme weather or violence destabilizes their home countries. Earlier this year, NPR spoke with Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen about the decision.
To pretend that conditions continue to exist from a hurricane 20 years ago is fiction. Does that mean there isn't difficulty in that country? No. Does that mean we shouldn't take care of TPS? No. But does that mean that I have any authority to continue to grant them temporary status? It does not.
More than 300,000 people will have to figure out what to do next as their TPS protections expire over the next few years. Jay Shah from member station WPLN reports on one Nashville restaurant owner who's decided to stay as long as she can.
Reina Arevalo started to cook when she was 8 years old. She loved it. She loved making Salvadorian food like pupusas, which are thick corn tortillas stuffed with beans, cheese, and meat. After 40 years of making them, it's become second nature. She rolls out the stuffed dough, slaps it with her palms, and throws it on the griddle. Arevalo was working at a restaurant when the news came in.
I was preparing the business for the day when I saw in the news they were saying they were ending TPS. I just stood there. I said, wow, what am I supposed to do now with everything I have? If I lose my Social Security, I lose everything.
Arevalo has been in Nashville for nearly two decades. She was a single mother in El Salvador and got temporary protected status in 2001 after a powerful earthquake caused widespread damage throughout much of the Central American country. She had four children back home and eventually brought two of them to the U.S. Now she has two grandchildren who are U.S. citizens. This kind of mixed-status family is common. The Center for Migration Studies found that about 270,000 children were born in the U.S. to TPS recipients. For Arevalo, leaving the country would mean breaking up her family.
Because I have my grandchildren here and I love them a lot. I don't want to leave them alone.
The program was, by definition, intended to be temporary, but it continued to get renewed for decades, and immigrant families didn't put their lives on pause. Royce Murray is the policy director for American Immigration Council, a national advocacy group. She says TPS recipients are in limbo.
Salvadorans who, you know, have built their lives here and are now faced with an impossible decision about returning to a very violent country or trying to continue a life here that's no longer authorized.
Murray says some TPS recipients could apply for legal status, but there are no guarantees. The Salvadoran Migrant Institute told The Economist they expect no more than 15% of TPS recipients to actually return to El Salvador. And the Salvadoran government thinks that some people will move to Canada or other countries. But Arevalo isn't doing any of that. She's just going on with her life and hoping that the Trump administration will change its mind or Congress will pass legislation to protect her.
I ask God to give me strength to keep fighting and for him to allow me to get as far as that strength allows.
Arevalo applied to renew her TPS status, but after the Trump administration ended the program, she's not expecting it to arrive, leaving her undocumented as she continues to work 13 hours a day, 7 days a week at her restaurant. For Here and Now, I'm Jay Shah in Nashville.